96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And we bad pay. I say we got bad brains and we bad pay. I don't care what nobody say. We got bad brains and we bad pay. Now to most of you, this is no news, as most of us have been abused by so-called friends and family too. You know that what I say is true. They come to borrow on bended knees. Hey, lend me some money, man. I really need it, please.
So you. Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We are talking that yesterday I said we're going to talk some of this national lottery discussion. Looking at today's papers, we're going to have to add that to some of the headlines this morning to get the show started. Let's begin here. I am calling out to everybody under the sound of my voice. If you are able, my good Aunt Carol Hannah is in need of blood donations. I'm asking you to go to the PMH, is it the PMH blood bank, to give blood in the name of Carol Hanna, Mrs. Carol Hanna. Donations can be made at the PMH blood bank Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. All donations are appreciated. And here's how the blood bank works. If someone has a surgery scheduled, they request that the individual or their family put out a call for blood donations in their name. It's not that they can't have the surgery unless all the donations are made, but they want to ensure that the blood bank is at a sufficient capacity for operation in the country. So when you go to make a blood donation on behalf of someone, it's important to say who that person is. But also, you can just go and give blood because you want to support people generally or anonymously. So please, I'm asking you, if you can, please go and donate blood. You hear the pause in my voice. It's hitting me a little harder because last night I attended the memorial for Esther May Hanna Culmer. Carol Hanna is a part of the Hanna Hasty Tynes clan and an integral part of the Hanna Hasty Tynes Family Association. And so it hit me a little hard to see that she required blood as we were celebrating the life of a member of the association. I got to say good morning to my Aunt Iris, my Aunt Barbara, my Aunt Peggy, all my other aunties I met last night at the memorial. I want to say thank you to everyone who came out for this brief moment of celebration of Esther Hanna Culmer's life. The funeral service will take place tomorrow, Thursday the 16th, 10 a.m. at Holy Trinity Stapleton Gardens, Anglican Church, Stapleton Gardens. I'm going to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. I don't know your subject for today, but I'm at a meeting at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I must give my sincere condolence to one of the Bahamas' greatest tourism ambassadors
mm-hmm.
in the presence of Wynan Boyd Bickerson, who was the former manager at the Cafe Martinique on Friday's Island, the world famous Cafe Martinique.
Vernon?
Over the years, Boy has greeted many international persons who are fluent, who are recognizable, and who are of high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
People came in just because of his jovial smile and his warm greeting.
Mm-hmm.
He was an ambassador to the highest in the form of Wendell, Wendell from the Sands.
Yeah.
Also, King Eric and the Knight and Ronnie Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it'll be a great team if the Prime Minister, not a Minister of Tourism, let this moment go by, but I'll send a condolence to the family and also to the tourism industry.
Yeah.
A great contributor to the Bahamas and definitely mm-hmm. a mentor to many Bahamas.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wendell Boyd Bickerson, to his family, may he rest in peace and rise in glory.
Absolutely.
A great man.
Vernon.
A man everybody respected over the years.
Vernon Boyd from Cafe
yes.
Martinique.
Martinique on Friday's Island, yes.
Right. That's where we would
the
know him
Cafe
from.
Martinique.
Okay.
He was a Bahamian tourism hospitality icon.
Yes, sir.
And an ambassador.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Remember that name, please, Palmer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Vernon Boyd. At some point, we're going to talk about that, what it means to be a tourism ambassador and the role that people played. Fascinating. Man, caller, I was coming to you right now. I just wanted to end that off, right? But call back. Here's the thing. In the capacity, in the role that he played, right? See, there's this thing where you, as a tourism service provider, you don't know who is who unless they come in extremely VIP, right? And unless they're really, really high end. But you don't know who is who. And it's that intimate and sort of, I would say, semi-anonymous service. So the person is like, listen, they may be in charge of a multi-billion dollar company, and they're here in the Bahamas in the shorts and the slipper brig, and they push in slipper, and you come and you assist them in getting a new pair of slippers without them go to the shop. You extend yourself above and beyond. That's the thing. That's why people in the tourism industry become ambassadors and ambassadors of the country, because they go above and beyond in service. We can talk about that too in a moment after this phone call. Oh man, caller, I just come to you, caller. All right. So I had a personal experience yesterday in a bank where within 3 seconds of the interaction, I was aware, acutely aware, that this individual was not prepared to go up to, let alone above and beyond in provision of service. You know, they were polite and they were professional and they never raised their voice, but it was very clear by the questions that they asked and the questions that they refused to entertain that they weren't really interested. And see, that's the gap. That's the difference between the Baydem back then and the Baydem today. That's it. That little thing right there is why your employer doesn't understand why you want more money. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning. Special pleasant good morning, Miss Green from Sparky.
Good morning.
Now, the blood thing, sorry to hear. Not sorry, but things happen.
Mm-hmm.
About the Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah family and the Hylos and all of them. All of them are related.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, I always give you a little history. You know, back in 1973, when I was a young boy working at Deltek International, I used to give blood, a pint of blood every 3 months
mm-hmm.
until I found out that I was a diabetic,
yeah.
Got older.
Yeah.
But back in 1973, being a member of Prince Hall Masonic Lodge, I organized a blood march from Rawson Square, Parliament Street, up Shirley Street to the blood bank.
Okay.
With the Prince Hall Masons, one year.
Mm-hmm.
And we donated in group 195 pints of blood, but I think it's still the record in the blood bank today.
Okay.
The following year, I did a blood march again. We marched from Royal Eagle number one on Blue Hill, with the CV drivers, everybody behind them, and we marched to the blood bank again with drivers in red and white ribbons on our aerials on the back of our car.
Mm-hmm.
The following year, the Shriners from Prince of Masonic Lodge, with Simbo riding a horse in the front of us, we marched to the blood bank again.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot give blood, and to date, every September, Prince Hall Masonic Lodge, they have a blood drive now where the blood bank members come to Prince Hall.
And do it there.
Floor, second
okay.
floor on top of Blue Hill Road.
Mm-hmm.
The guys give blood now. They don't march anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why they changed that. On February the 5th last year, I was honored by St. James Lodge, my mother lodge, Camp Road.
Yes.
And on March the 9th this year, Prince Hall Royal Eagle number one honored me on Blue Hill Road for what I did back in the day. We got a plaque at Government House when the blood bank with Ms. Norma Allen was in leader of the blood bank. She presented Prince Hall a plaque at Government House honoring me and Prince Hall. And on March the 9th this year, they brought the plaque out of the warehouse. I wondered where it went because I never touched it.
Yeah.
And they put it in my hand to take pictures on the third floor this year. So I'd like to advise every Bahamian out there, you don't know when it could be you.
Yep.
When it could be your family member.
Mm-hmm.
When it could be your wife or somebody. Please go and donate blood because somebody's going to need it today, tomorrow, and every other day. Have a great day. Before I go, Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
I went for a ride in Tri-State last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down Carmichael Road. And Carmichael Road was packed up on both sides of the road.
With the F&M rally.
You could hardly pass.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly all the way down to Milo Butler. I believe people took fly, mosquito, and even termite.
To get out there.
To that meeting last night.
Boy, listen, Sparky, let me tell you something. Thank you very much. Here's why. The latter point. You notice that I said last night, none of the parties that in their manifestos that I've seen so far have a prominent focus on traffic and the traffic situation. Somebody tagged me and say, no, Komolafi just mentioned it on the stage, right? But look at irony. Look at irony. Both the PLP rally on R.M. Bailey Park and the F&M rally in Carmichael, none of them had proper traffic management and control. I don't trust that either of them could get the job done. And the COI makes no mention of it at all. Now, to your former point, first of all, thank you for the work that you've done historically to support the blood drive. But there's a point, there's something that you said, there's a point that I'm going to make. We have a medical crisis in this country where it seems as if we have abnormal or inordinate numbers of women who are suffering from low iron, and it's at crisis level. So it's not just, you know, I missed one or two pills. It's at crisis level to the point where large numbers of women are often turned away from the blood bank because their iron levels are not sufficient to donate blood safely. We have a crisis in this town. So, Sparky, that you organize the men and the lodge to go, this is very important, and we need to figure out how we could revitalize that, Sparky, and every and any lodge out there, and every and any men's group out there, because we have a medical crisis in the country where collectively women's iron levels are extremely low, at crisis level, and it's preventing women from giving blood. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem for, you know, the females I know that, I don't know, menstruation, and then I think some of them have told me that the form of iron that they receive, they don't like it or they're not compatible with it, something like
right.
that.
Right. In fact, but, it's not... There is a specific application, right? There are best ways to take it in, and sometimes the over-the-counter, the general over-the-counter remedies that we could just pick up is not the best way. And then sometimes you need an additional supplement to assist your body in absorbing the iron.
That's true, because iron. There's a lot of things that impede iron absorption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So alcohol consumption would be one that I know right off hand. But, you know, education is key. And so eventually all roads leads to Princess Margaret Hospital, even though you talk about traffic. That's trying to be like humorous.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your traffic corner, but you called a name that rang a bell with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping it's not this person. You said Miss Carolyn Hanna?
No, Carol Hanna, former educator.
Oh, that's not the BTC lady who's in charge of the union. Who's has a daughter? Who's a
that's doctor, her.
Right?
Her daughter is a part of the BTC union.
Oh! Because the Carolyn Hanna lady, that's my mother's best friend, and she sang at my mother's funeral. Well, she could sing, and I must have needed two roll of tissue when I let her so much tears, and you know the cold coming at the same time. I thought it was something, but I still urge the public to go there and help. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, give that. All right.
Yeah, man, thank you. Absolutely. We urging the public to give help. All roads lead to PMH, it seems. Did y'all see images from the traffic accident on Prince Charles that took down all the light poles? Had everything arcing and sparking? That's one time I wish I'd heard the police say, back up, this is beyond my control. It's just absolute pandemonium on the road. Pure pandemonium. Last night, I was on the road late. Why would I have to be navigating the road with somebody who's on their phone, floating in the middle of the Bay Street, so two lanes, floating in the middle of the two lanes, and then when somebody trying to get past you and they just tap their horn, you can get upset at them that they disturbing you in your call or your movie or whatever you're watching while you're supposed to be driving your car. All roads do lead to PMH, but all traffic issues lead to the Ministry of National Security. We're going to get to that in a moment. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the clock.
Yeah, I just want to urge all men, you know, pressing to the blood donation. Don't wait until it affects you directly or comes to your home to pick someone to donate blood. That's when a lot of people tend to go into blood donation. But I just want to recommend, you know, try to go there, give, you know, you could save a life. You could be a pregnant lady. You could be a child. You never know who needs it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It could be your own family member.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. All right, so I had prepared two articles for this national lottery discussion, but we're going to on that for a moment. I want to talk about beaches and parks, and I want to talk about this article where the sources say pike workers left town after colleagues shooting death. We need to talk about that. Because I don't know how much cookout I have to need to buy me a generator. Good morning, Miss Green. We as Bahamians take everything for a joke in this country. There is no way in any civilized country that Harrison Thompson would still be the parliamentary commissioner this morning after so many serious reported hiccups and breaches, especially the discovery of fraudulent voters' cards and the involvement of one of his employees who is now in police custody. Harrison Thompson must go today. Well, Texter, this is one of the ways in which we have bastardized the Westminster system. I think Dwayne Sands was the last person that did what they ought to do when they knew they ought to do it. That was to resign due to a scandal or major issue occurring within or related to his ministry, whether he was directly involved or responsible or not. He took the hit because the buck stops with him, and he resigned. That's what you're supposed to do in a Westminster system. That's not necessarily what we do here. Right? So that's it, right? I would have resigned a long time, but I different her. Here's another text call. I come to you in a moment. Aaron, thanks for your womanish ways of caring and nurturing the people of the Bahamas to the reality and responsibilities they have to uphold amidst a crisis. We love you, Bernie, and applaud the good work. Thank you very much, text. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. Is there a law against calling out these disgusting drivers' numbers out on air? So there's not a law against calling it out, but here's what the problem is. See, a person who would, like, run a red light or a stop sign in front of you, almost kill you, and then when you just blow your horn to try prevent an accident, they cuss you and act like they actually want to fight you. That's the kind of person who can lie. They can lie to the police. They can lie to the magistrate. They can lie to their own lawyer. They can lie to their friends. They're going to lie on you. And so that's why I hesitate to call out numbers on air. Like the magistrate, the black and white plate I saw this morning ignoring stop signs and turn signals, right? People sensitive. Because I don't know who the driver of the vehicle is, and because I can't see the driver because it's a heavily tinted vehicle, I couldn't even give a description of the driver when I go to make a complaint. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you doing?
Well, I'm 2 days, right? Pertaining to national lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if I win that, I tell no one, but it can be science.
Mm-hmm. But you know what my sign, hold on, you know what my sign could be, right?
What are you saying to me?
The church can be happy. If you see church happy, 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 that means I win the lottery and they come for their 50%.
Second thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to avoid from people talking it, though? That's my thing. You can imagine you win the lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
35 seconds after you win the lottery, the same people who pull the ball call and say, oh, child, you only see Miss Green just win the lottery? Now everyone's trying to rob you.
Now, that's a good point, because they have strict rules about that, right?
Right.
You got to be bonded. You got to be vetted. And if in an investigation it's found that that's where the information leaked from, you're going to jail.
Well, boy, we could talk.
Yeah, we do talk.
One thing we could do is, boy, we can talk it now.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's what I'm saying. My boy need $175 to finish up the school fee. And I hear Aaron just win $2 billion. I could talk it.
Boy,
Chirin may need, I mean, $175 is all he needs. I could talk it.
You know, everyone in Johnson Road can know you in the lottery, though.
Yeah, because pot cakes.
You're gonna have to move.
Pot cakes on fleek. I trick in out every pot cake in Johnson Road when I win that national lottery.
Boy, when I win that, I ain't just yours, though. I can still call yours, but they ain't be from Nassau.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what. If the COI win this election, I am appointing myself traffic czar. I appointed myself. If the PLP win this election, I changing my life to crime. This whole Christ thing, it's sweet, you know, it's nice, but it ain't what I had in mind. And if the FNM win, I move into the moon. KB say they already got the clothesline and the little roaches up there. I can try something different. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You know, I did a thing with Harrison Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Several elections ago, he was in charge of the election.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had the election in Pinewood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two of the boxes could not be found.
Is this a by-election?
No, this is a general election.
Okay, hold on. Let's be careful now.
Right.
Okay, hold on. Let's be careful now.
Yeah, hold on.
No, right? let's be careful now.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you fast.
Pause. So hold on. Pause. What's the year of the election?
That's when I think Miss Maynard ran in Pinewood.
All right, and you hold on, caller. Are you willing to give me your name on air right now?
No. I can't give you my name.
Don't watch nothing. Don't watch nothing. You may not have heard me hit the button just now. Here's what I'm saying, right? What you are saying, you telling me is fact. I can't verify that in the moment. We can be very careful when we're calling people names. We're talking about elections. Now, the story that he is referring to may be true, but I don't have enough context or information to take that call right now. Okay? Let's be very careful. Please, let's be very careful. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, sorry to call you back. I just wanted to say, presently, as we speak,
mm-hmm.
this moment, this now, right now,
mm-hmm.
$700 worth of fruit trees is being planted in Pride Estate Park.
Thanks,
Sparky.
Thank you, Sparky.
$700 of fruit trees. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Sparky. Listen. That's a wonderful news to hear, especially with this story on the front of the Guardian this morning. Beaches and Parks spent $141 million on what? On what? No accountability on how funds have been spent. While the Davis administration accused the Last Free National Movement government of using the Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority as a, quote, slush fund, close quotes, a review of budget figures reveals increased spending under this PLP government to the tune of more than $141 million up to December 2025, according to... Okay, hold on. A review of budget figures reveals increased spending under this Progressive Liberal Party PLP government to the tune of more than $141 million up to December 2025. That doesn't mean like from September 2021 to December 2025. Y'all mean for like the fiscal year? According to budget documents, the authority was budgeted $15,200,000 for the 2021-2022 fiscal year, but spent $24,697,000. Okay, it must be an accumulation. That's good. Okay, it still ain't good, but it's making more sense. There's still no public information on the authority's spending for quarter four of the 2024-2025 fiscal year. In the first half of the 2025-2026 fiscal year, July 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2025, however, according to the latest mid-year budget figures, the authority had already spent $25,178,000. What the woman name from the FNM? I'm sorry, I made fun of you, ma'am. See, I'm stunned. I am stunned because is this the man who spent none of his budget allocation addressing the ministry that he has responsibility for? Is this the young man that evoked imagery and rhetoric of the UBP during his most recent budget contribution, ignoring obligations to the people to explain what's happening with their money? That's him? Okay, the article continues on page A5, but I see the phone line is lit up. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
I trust that you're in a better mood than you were in the last time we spoke, but this money, this spending of beaches and parks, you know, Aaron, I don't see any results in terms of how dirty this island is.
Mm-hmm.
And $141 million on any level is a whole, it's a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ton of money. And I can't say that it's justified, you know, because a system has to be put in place, Aaron, to better maintain our street by spending less money.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Department of Government and Efficiency to curtail the amount of money we pay out. We will continue to have this nonsense. And everyone, I mean, Greg Burrows stopped at Beaches and Park. He had a cost overrun.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Carpet had a cost overrun. This gentleman have a cost overrun. I mean, what are we doing? Now, that is a classic case, what appears to be. One can easily conclude that that is a slush fund.
Now, listen, I have the article in my car. I'm referencing an article because I can't remember the exact quotes within the story, right? But if memory serves me correctly, there was a point in time in the budget debate where opposition and the administration was sort of tossing back and forth about like, man, you know, it's a slush, you know what it's used for. And I thought that was so bold. I thought it was so bold.
Government agency, the Ministry of Public Works, we have persons on the payroll to maintain, to do these things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even see the need for beaches and parks if we have employees, if we beef up the employees at the Ministry of Works, you know.
Hold on, pause.
And environmental health.
Pause. You know what we need? We need a complete audit. We need a complete audit of Ministry of Works for the last 25 years. That's what we need. We need a
not only an audit, Aaron. We need to start prosecuting where it is possible and send a statement, you know, because right now, Aaron, you have persons who are dying because we don't have sufficient dialysis machines, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I was in the hospital. Trust me. If I tell you all my personal experience on air, right? If I tell you all, you'll be like, man, Green, that's your personal experience. I mean, when I say that, you know what I'm saying?
It's personal to me.
Yeah, but talking it on air, it make people uncomfortable. At the same time, right, I stand with workers because it's so difficult to navigate this dynamic where you have a moral and integral obligation to your clients, right? that causes you, in some instances, in practice, to have to turn the knife on yourself, right? And that's,
you know,
that's unfair.
I'll just leave this with you. Let's just very quickly with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We provide some of the best medical insurance to these politicians, you know, these members of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
We give them the best. And when you look at what they give to us in return, you hear me talking to you now, Aaron. I don't have no big-time medical insurance. If you have something with a hospital, Cleaver Duncombe, I'll be one of those patients laid out there on a gurney, you know.
Yeah, I can't afford to die. I want to say thank you.
But my only point is, Aaron, there's a certain democracy about affliction, and that they come to us all. But if it comes to me right now, I will have to go out there on a gurney. And
yeah,
these politicians are wasting this money, playing around with it, doing a bunch of nonsense with it, and we can't get the proper medical care that we need as Bahamians. Something has to be fundamentally wrong with this.
Something is fundamentally wrong with it, Duncan. Absolutely, and that's why I give you the space, right? On my way to work this morning, I'm navigating the road with people painting sidewalks with no safety cones. But here's the problem. They in the road with their backs turned to traffic. But these people who be on their phone, people get in their car just to use their phone, you know. You telling me beaches and parks don't have one cone? Y'all don't have any cones for the workers? These minimum wage employees, some of them below minimum wage, because they're working for subcontractors, they're working for contractors. And y'all can't get cones for them? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Hey, good, thank you. How you do?
Can I really know something? This election is going to be a good election. It can be a wake-up call for all the babies.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Moses too is almost out of our way now.
No, but listen, cousin, I'm glad you say that. We got a problem. We got a problem. The Moses crew, they inserting their ideals and ideas into the Joshua generation.
That's true, Aaron. See?
Yeah.
That's true. See, they do a lot of things in this country. You know why they do these things all run? Nobody's go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
See, like I said last time I spoke with you, cabinet minister, this supposed to start with 20 years in jail. See, in the civil service, like PSA, they work on this 10 years. See, we got this example, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas is a rich country, a bunch of mismanagement.
Mm-hmm.
They spend our money like the money belongs to them. It's not your money. You know, I talk to my people, they're dead people. Hey, Aaron, I have to be in the city every day. And before just some of them look at it, they ain't going to shame. But what we can do, Aaron, we can need to come up with a 30-year plan. Nobody talk to stop with you on the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But when these guys and sign this contract, you still got to pay these people their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
10,000 civil servants need to go home, Aaron, ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
You bring back all them people. I thought I wouldn't mind 20 or 30, but 500. So when the younger people are supposed to be able to be a PSO,
You know what? It's an indication of an internal public service crisis where they have not retained any institutional knowledge. I mean, that's one rationale for bringing back all those retired civil servants, right? That's one of the rationale.
Aaron, yeah. You know, I'm not a perfect person,
mm-hmm.
but I believe in God, I believe in the country. You know, a lot of people hate Donald Trump. Now, I mild him with Benny on and fight the war. But everything Donald Trump champion on, the people give him the mandate to do these things, you know, in America, you know, he protecting his border, he bringing all the jobs back in America. See, we don't have no strong leaders in this country look like. I mean, the two strong leaders that we had, the Lyndon Pillen and Papa, man, you know, they're the kind of people they like. Dr. Minister was all right, but his hair is kind of hard to highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, sometimes you listen to people, man.
For me, walk outside in the storm, water, barefoot, I knew something was wrong.
I can go on this one.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That commission, but he's right. I spoke with Dwight on this a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Dwight, I give the commission, believe, 6 months probation. I done lose a couple of bets on all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chief was in lockup. 80% of parliament is supposed to be locked up.
Listen,
the criminals.
I see a
every mass is supposed to be the slayer asset, them and their wife. And
yeah,
these people still driving our cars. Still, what, Kevin, what kind of country is this? You run in, man. They breaking the law from the top.
Listen, the police running the red light and the stop sign, cousin. The police, the police who's drive the judges running the red light and the stop sign. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do. But I tell you what, you ain't going to kill me on the road. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
It's a clear problem what's happening. I mean, it's a clear indication what is happening in this country. This is why they don't want freedom of information.
Mm-hmm.
The freedom of information will tell you where this money going and how it's been spent. This is why this administration don't want to give you no freedom of information.
Mm. I think
there's just too much things going on, and these government agencies, they need to re-audit everything, and I pray to God Mr. Lincoln being win so that he could get rid of all those permanent secretaries and all of those people who are there just stealing money and no accountability. And this is what...
Hold on. Let's be careful with our words. Right? Remember, I tell you, when you go to the dock and you select in a bag of fish, you don't need to tell the fisherman which fish in the bag is rotten, and that's why you don't want to buy the bag. The bag smells stink, and you don't have to buy it. But if you bought a bag of fish from the fisherman and you took it home and you opened the bag and you smell death and rot in the bag, you have to prove to the fisherman and the court which of the fish is rotten. Okay? So let us be careful when we're making these statements. Is it unreasonable to suggest that we require major investigations to determine whether corruption is the cause of what we're experiencing? And then is it unreasonable to say that we need investigations to identify specific incidents of corruption? That's not unreasonable. But it's unreasonable to just come say, because we know the PS is thiefing. We got to be careful, okay? Please. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to the phone line, then to the text line. Good morning, caller.
My name is Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the rally last night?
No. You know why? Why am I listening to rallies? Let me tell you why. Why am I listening to rallies for Wayne Monroe to come back in the next term and tell me, man, we said that at a rally? We didn't even put that in the manifesto? Okay, why are you bringing it to my attention? Yeah, sorry. Go on.
I need somebody to comment because I don't think it's only me one.
Uh-huh.
I think something had bothered Dr. Dwayne Sands last night. He wasn't at his best. Dr.
Okay.
Dwayne Sands is the chairman of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dwayne Sands is the candidate in my constituency.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to listen to him.
Yeah, I got
hear
you.
Hear his plans for Bamboo Town.
Mm.
The only time Dr. Dwayne Sands mentioned Bamboo Town is when he went on to say, Bamboo Town in the house. And when he left saying, Bamboo talked about Mr. Davis and Dr. The Minister of Health
mm-hmm.
in the whole hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the nurse's fault, it ain't the doctor's fault, it's their fault. The kitchen being closed for over a year. It was less than a 5-minute speech from Dr. Dwayne Sands never said one thing about Bamboo Town. What's his plan for Bamboo?
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what I was listening for.
I got you.
To see if I would have given him a chance or what I could hear. But I believe, and I'm going to say this, who get mad, get mad. I believe Dr. Dwayne Sands sabotaged that rally last night.
No, man. Listen.
That's how I feel.
Listen, you don't think it's...
I think about that on my mind. Because I'm saying Dr. Dwayne Sands is a seasoned politician.
I got
Dr.
you.
Dr. Dwayne Sands is not a first-timer.
Mm,
I was expecting one of the best speeches from Dr. Dwayne Sands last night.
Listen, oh, I
he
feel you.
He didn't say nothing about the constituency in which he wants to represent.
Listen, he may be a seasoned politician, but he's no Fred Mitchell. You see, when I... Thank you very much, caller. You see, when I read this article, Mitchell, Pinder, and Barnaby, top list of most absent MPs in the House. There's a line here, right? It says, Fox Hill MP Fred Mitchell, the Foreign Affairs Minister and the PLP Chairman, missed 76 sittings for an attendance rate of 60.8%. See, only the MP Fred Mitchell missed 60% of sittings. That's what 60.8% of sittings. Only the MP, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the PLP chairman, them two been on the job. You cannot say they was in Waking every single day. And that's where Dr. Dwayne Sands come in, right? He wants to be the MP for, Garden Hill? No, not Garden Hill. He was Bamboo Town, and he want to be the chairman of the party, and he want to be the country's leading surgeon in his capacity. He just need a little bit more time and see how Fred Mitchell is doing. That's all he got to do. Okay, producer, I'm going to read these texts. We're going to take the caller, and then I can read the text. Caller, I've given you the lead because my producer likes to play that music whenever. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Aaron, I think sometimes we just have a delusional people who sometimes see things the way they want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I passed last night, and I passed because I was on the Carmichael Road area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out whoever called in and said that you couldn't pass, you had cars from here down the road, whatever. That's not true.
My friend didn't even go to the rally. She's just trying to navigate Carmichael Road. She told me the same thing.
That was nonsense.
Here's the next thing. I would not have had a rally on that park because that Carmichael Road right there and that particular area right there, that's one of the worst parts in Nassau to drive on. When I say that, not just the condition of the road, but the behavior of the drivers and their refusal to follow traffic controls. In fact, that little strip of Carmichael Road is jam-packed with traffic almost up to midnight every night. So I would not have had the rally there because the traffic is already a problem. Anything that you would have done would have impacted traffic. Further to that, I imagine, like my friend said, that on the western side of the park, there were also no detour signs or indicators to drivers to divert or detour from the area if they were not going to the FNM rally.
Right.
So, yeah, we're not delusional. It was the wrong place to have the rally because it's a traffic problem on a normal day. Any extra additional thing going on there was going to continue to disrupt traffic.
Yeah, and the main reason why I call is because, you know, honestly and truly, if anybody want to be honest, and it's online, the crowd, I expected to see thousands of people out there, and in one little section of the park, they didn't even cover the whole, they didn't even fill the whole park.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm not saying a crowd makes a difference, but I'm trying to figure out if people are as unhappy as they say they are, then they should have been, they should have had the park full. And if you look at the aerial shots of what was going on, I was kind of sure.
All right. Okay. Now that you cast the aspersions, let's get to the meat of what you said, because there's some interesting stuff in there. FNMs, right? First of all, people don't come to rallies to decide. People who are a member of the party don't come to rallies to decide if they're going to vote for the party. Right? Rallies are to attract new voters. FNMs in particular don't go to rallies to look for answers from their party and their candidates. That's one way in which the FNM and the PLP are different, right? And so I'm not saying that the PLP are just base and they like rallies, but FNM people typically ain't coming to a rally for information or to decide to vote. If they're there, they already know how they're voting.
Yeah, I just found it kind of interesting because I'm even comparing with PLP because that's a whole different situation. But I truly was thinking that it was impossible. I was thinking that the whole field would have been covered. And I was in the area for a little while, and I was trying to figure out, this. It's not like this was only for that area.
Please don't be casting. Why are you casting shade on them like that, man? That's so mean-hearted. Why you telling them they rally was puny? The boy say, was this just a Carmichael rally? Because why nobody was out here? But why so many cars? Yeah, it was a major disruption for the community. What you're hearing is a Marco alert. Let me try to turn mine off quickly. There's a Marco alert. If you hear your phone buzzing, that's what that is. Please tune into the alert. I promise these people are going to read some text before the break. Aaron, why do government corporations renew contracts for management positions for retirees when we have many capable of leading and waiting for promotions? For example, there's no reason to bring a finance manager back beyond to contract terms when many are ready to lead a department. Okay, like I said, one of the rationales is the institutional knowledge and the experiential knowledge that those civil servants may have. Here's the thing, though. See, me, I'm different. Don't just tell me you're young and you have a degree and you're ready for the job. Do you stop at stop signs and red lights? Do you drive with your earbuds and your headphones on? Is that what you're doing on these roads? Then, no, maybe you're not ready for a managerial position. Green, will Sebastian please pave the road by Nassau Guardian? Listen, I'm about to petition that everybody... See, I waited too long. I waited for registration to close, you know. I was going to petition that everybody move to Fort Charlotte constituency. Everybody's supposed to register in Fort Charlotte constituency. Every single resident of New Providence who could vote was supposed to register in Fort Charlotte constituency. Here's a text. Do you recall Shenandoah Cartwright standing up in the House and saying to the effect, come on, guys, you all know how this works. That was in quotations. I'm always shocked when politicians try to convince us why an aberration is normal. You need to give the fellas government contracts to get votes, what y'all don't understand. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you what I could do with two mulches and a trailer. I could change a community's life. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, pike workers left town after colleagues shooting death, sources say. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
5 years of POP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We're going to start with a text. We were reading from Pike Workers Left Town After Colleagues Shooting Death, sources say, before the break. Here's the text. So, Aaron, no shooting or killing takes place in the U.S.? If so, the workers up and leave that state? Come on now, make it make sense. Okay, even though the U.S. is a federal system, and that means everything, every entity or jurisdiction we call a state is actually its own country, and the governor is like their president, right? It's not the same. It is not the same. Also, this was a police-involved shooting. The police officer was off duty, technically, right? Technically. Still not sure how the crime is being described legally, right? It's not the same. And on that note, I'm going to encourage everybody under the sound of my voice to focus on purchasing or repairing generators, power banks and devices, UPSs, protection for major electronic devices in your home and your appliances. And here's the thing about surge protectors for appliances. Eventually, they burn out, right? You have two, if you're lucky, three major surges, and you may have to replace it. So you're going to need at least two surge protectors for each piece of major equipment you have in your home. Solar lamps, solar devices, I'm just saying. I remember the summer of 2013. I shall never forget it. Almost destroyed my whole business. I remember growing up in the Bahamas where you just didn't know if the power was going to be off, when it was going to come on, when it was going to go off. You just didn't know. And you had to live your life like an enslaved person, subject to the whims of faulty equipment. Let's go back to the text line. The call is so silly. Never been to a rally and voted all my life. It was a rally for the area. Why bring in others to make it look crowded? Just silly. Another text. Good morning, Ms. Green. The PLP be giving out free stuff. Rallies don't count votes. Aaron, great show. I believe there's a certain Chikchani in Beaches and Parks stealing all the money to build their homes in the coconut trees. There's some young people in there doing... I don't want to cast aspersions on young people. The Texas suggests that young people in there doing skullduggery, vendors are being extorted. To the person who just called me, I'm still on the air. I'll be off in a moment. Vendors are being extorted to make a dollar, and that Chikchani thinks they run the show. Audits and serious investigations on bank accounts need to happen ASAP. Parks and Beaches, ain't no Chikchani spending money there. See, that's the thing. Look at the state of Beaches and Parks. Look at the state of it. F&Ms don't pile up at rallies for freebies. I didn't read all your texts. Sorry. Good morning, Aaron. They should make a rule that no one wear no party color or paraphernalia during voting. It will probably ease tension on the line. It may do. I would have thought that our political parties would have been working to ensure that we never go down the road that Jamaica went down and has walked away from with extreme violence in politics. But the rhetoric keeps ramping up. The violent discourse and dialogue keeps ramping up. And it's unacceptable. State mechanisms are going to have to divest themselves of party influence and affiliation and come out and make some strong, stern, and firm statements about what is expected of us during this time and at the polls. A lot of these texts just beating up the PLP. They beating up the PLP in these texts. Ms. Green, the PLP troll who called... Man, I thought you was going to say the PLP be trolling people. They be trolling people. I ain't calling them that. I ain't calling them that. Listen, get today's Guardian. Beaches and Parks spend $141 million. You got to really read into the story to understand what they're saying. Pike workers left town after colleagues shooting death, sources say. And of course, this tragic story, woman killed by stray bullet while holding grandchild in home. That's what driving on these roads feels like. You could get hit by a stray car at any moment. The car could be a police car. It could be a government car. It could be a commercial corporate car. The people don't even stop at Peck Slope, right next to Government House. The Government House. You're on the clock with Aaron Cicciani Green. You guys, take care of each other. Let's interrogate critically, but let's not attack each other. Okay? Have a great day, man. Have a wonderful day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Some people never would understand.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.